This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hey there. This is Wine Chatter, and today we'll be talking about Heights Cellars, California Napa wine, well established, very historical, groomed in the 60s, changed ownerships recently, but the Heights family has done a lot in the Napa area. Rutherford, Howell Mountain regions. They've got a few vineyard designates now. The wine that I'll be talking about is a California Cab 2013. I think in recent years they've tried to separate some of the designations and come up with a Trailside and a clone. And their famous wine is Martha's Vineyard from a little plot of land in the Howell Mountain region. Highly exclusive, very great, good terroir. And the wines are spectacular. Anyways, this 2013 wine was robust, had lots of time left on it as far as aging goes. Fruit forward, nicely acidic and balanced well. Fruit, blackberries, a bit of spice too with it, which is really unusual for that kind of a wine, but it was outstanding. And it was paired with a roast beef and roasted potatoes with asparagus that was wrapped in prosciutto. It was fabulous. I mean, I couldn't stop salivating every time I took a bite and took a sip. The wine just got better every time you had another bite, and the longer the meal went on, the better it was. My wife and my son, who joined us for dinner, said that it was one of their favorite meals that we've had in quite a while. And I really enjoy Heights wines. We've got a few in our own wine cellar. And we've also tried Heights family son, Tim Heights, who has his own winery. It's called Shy Poke, based out of Calistoga. And he has quite an array of wines, from a Chardonnay to a Sangiovese, a Syrah, and a Cab. And I've tried the Cab. I haven't tried the other wines from that winery, but the Cab was outstanding. I think he's learned a lot from his dad in the wine techniques, blending and aging, and the pruning and the gardening during the summer buildup to the canopy. And all of those things are really important when you're actually preparing the wine and the harvest. And so shout outs to the Heights family and Tim Heights for this wonderful reclamation. And I think it's an homage to his father and his family. If you're ever in Napa, you should definitely go by the winery, make the reservation, pay the $80 or $90 for a tasting, because it's an immaculate experience. You'll just love it. I'd also probably have other foods with this. I could see a lovely rosé pasta, red pepper rosé pasta, or a bolognese, a hearty sauce with a bit of meat in it. Venison, something gamey might be really nice with it too. It could probably even handle a roasted chicken. But, you know, we had so much fun drinking it and eating that the conversation was enlightening. We were talking about sports and the world of sports and how COVID is affecting it. And the time just flew by. And within an hour, we had just basically finished our meal. But it didn't seem like an hour. It seemed like 15 or 20 minutes. So my friends, bye for now. Till next time, my friends, remember to have good friends, good conversations, and good wine. And we'll get together to talk about wine pairing and wine sharing again. Bye for now.